Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we're back. Yeah, and we're good. Got you for almost an hour here at 888-729-9494. Be careful out there if you're driving.
Don't rush to get home.
No, do not.
This is good spooning weather.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, Jack and Jill will be doing that
tonight.
You know
about that Jackie Bucks?
She's down in Florida.
Oh, damn.
I'm home alone.
Jack Fritz in for Ben all week. Oh, so Ben's in Florida.
Oh, with Jill.
Jack's wife Jill is in Florida. Where in Florida is she?
What part of Florida is she in?
A little bit above Miami, I think.
Oh, Ben happens to be in Miami.
Yeah. Wow.
Tell him they can hang out and drink Dirty Shirley's together or something like that.
Ben somewhere. He's somewhere listening to us on radio.com.
You think so?
Yes. He's right on the beach. He's on the beach drinking Shirley Temples and listening to radio.com.
Yeah, I can see him doing that.
Yeah.
I can see him doing that.
No, he is.
Well, I tell you what, if you tweet at him, I'm sure he'll tweet back pretty quick. Those notifications are still going fast and furious to his phone.
I can just see him in his ridiculous-looking swim trunks, flip-flops with the thong in the flip-flops.
Jeez, all right, never mind.
Another thong on, no.
Well.
The flip-flop thong. They're going to go between the toes, man.
Yeah, I know.
That's him.
I know.
I can see him.
You got to break that toe in, too. You just can't wear that and walk around for a whole day straight. You'll get that blister in there.
Oh, you got his little tank top on right now.
Small.
Oh, it's small.
Youth medium.
Oh, yeah. You know it. You know it.
Oh.
He's in rare air right now. He can let his mid drift. He got the navel showing.
Oh, man.
You know, that's a staple around here in July.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so he gets to go down to South Beach for a week.
That's where he is.
Oh, he's got that thing. He got that belly out all week.
Well,
this week.
You and Mrs. Fritz enjoy the good weather, because it's going to snow here for the next day or so. So be careful out there, everybody. But so listen, the latest here is that Magic Johnson said after the game yesterday or before that? I guess it was before the game, he drops the bomb of like. And he wasn't specifically asked about something where somebody had some inside information where he's like, oh, you know, can we have it, Jack? Can we play Magic? This is before the game yesterday. Magic Johnson talking about, listen, him and Ben, they're both big point guards. And here's Magic before the game yesterday.
He reached out to me, not to me directly, to the Lakers to find out if we can get together this summer. I said, hey, you got to clear it with the league. The Sixers sign off, we sign off, the league sign off. There's not nothing going on, but he wants to know how to play the position as a big guard, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's fine. You know, I will do that. But if everybody doesn't sign off, then we can't get together.
Oh, yeah, no, it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. So that's Magic. Not happening.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem. Was signing off on our all-star young guard who's reaching out to a former great player in this league who also happens to be a big guard, who also happens to run the Los Angeles Lakers. No problem at all. No problem at all, Ben, and Magic, and everybody else. Unbelievable that anybody at any point thought that was a good idea. Ben.
Ben thought it was a good idea. Well,
so what are we talking about here? That Ben didn't reach out to him? That it went through PR? But he
wow, Clutch Sports.
Right, exactly.
He reached through his agent.
This is an insider deal, and Magic Johnson needs to be fined big time. They need to lose draft picks or something for this, Ike.
Well, hold on. Magic didn't initiate it. Ben initiated it.
So he says yes.
Well, no, he wouldn't have said that if he initiated it. Ben initiated
Here's
it.
What I want.
Ben, through his Clutch Management, did this. You know it and I know it.
I do,
it.
Too.
This is Clutch Sports.
And Magic loves it.
Well, but I'm just saying, though, let's not. Just
I want his text message history.
Put the blame where it belongs. Because
I blame Ben.
Here's why I say that. Because Magic knows that if people wanted to see his phone records, he would be called a liar if it wasn't true. So he specifically said Ben and his people reached out to me.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. He qualified that very early after saying it. They reached out to me.
He said not Ben specifically, but his people.
Yeah, he called himself, but he realized I have to mention that because he can't reach out directly to me.
Yeah, that would be tampering.
Even though you know damn well that they have each other's cell phone numbers and they probably text from time to time, right?
I don't think Ben has to do it personally. Like, he's not going to text Magic Johnson. Just tell.
Yeah, you know, you let them
Paul.
Do the dirty work.
Yeah,
you
Rich
let them
Paul.
Do the dirty work. But who the hell knows with these people today? Here's what I know. Here's all I know.
Here's what I know. Ben Simmons wanted to work out with Magic Johnson. He said it.
He did.
Magic Johnson didn't say, hey, Ben, you want me to work you out? No, Ben Simmons wanted to work out with Magic Johnson.
No, he just told everybody, so it got out there. The rat. 888-729-9494. Kyler Murray also today, Ike, and we'll get into this in a second. He made it very clear that he's playing football and not baseball, at least come with the draft combine and then the draft. Was that a wise move? We'll discuss that coming up in a second, because it's not very often the 5'9" quarterback is passing up a top 10 baseball contract to try to play football, to try to be a quarterback in the NFL. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do it. Ashley in Mount Airy. Hi, Ashley.
What's up, y'all?
Yo.
What up, Ash?
Look, when I saw this yesterday, I was like, Magic think he's slick. And much respect to Elton Brand, because this is just ridiculous. I'm sitting here with my brother. He's visiting from California, and he said the same thing. It's just ridiculous. I'm glad that Brand stopped that, because I'm sure he was thinking the same thing I was thinking. I'm not helping you build another Laker dynasty. Get out of here with that. I want to give two uppercuts to Magic's dome. Like,
well, hold on though, Ashley. It wasn't Magic. It was Ben Simmons.
And Ben.
It was.
It wasn't Magic Johnson. It was Ben Simmons.
I mean, I'm not going to say I don't care, but still. Magic still think he's slick.
Ashley,
make no doubt about that, Magic. But I mean, I called you Magic, Ashley. No, make no doubt about that. But what I'm saying is that if you're looking at it from the Lakers standpoint, even Magic Johnson's standpoint, if the Sixers were okay with it, if the league was okay with it,
yeah, why do you care?
Why wouldn't Magic Johnson do it? I'm sitting here listening to people in his fan base say, yeah, they should let Ben do it. So like, there are actually Sixers fans that encourage that are encouraging this.
So is that,
that
the
are
question?
Okay with this?
Is that the question on it? Because I mean, I don't care. I don't care if it makes him a better player, right? Ultimately, you know what? He's got if he needs a tutor or he needs another player to teach him how to be an NBA player,
right. He's to find another way.
Yeah, exactly. No, you don't do it with Magic Johnson, who's currently running a team.
No.
And by the way, if you're a fan out there, you would like to see Ben Simmons go work out for Magic Johnson, i.e. make their relationship deeper and better so you can then force your way over there,
dude,
fine. Go ahead and do it.
I'm arguing with our residential Ben Simmons expert.
Oh, his roadshow in there,
yes!
Trying to.
He's perfectly fine with it. I'm like, what?
So what's the take? Is like, oh, he's just trying to get better.
Yes,
of course. They're both 6'10".
And I know why.
They can relate to each other.
And the people that are okay with this are super Ben Simmons fans. They want his game to be Magic Johnson. So as super Ben Simmons fans, they are feeling a certain type of way about Ben Simmons' game right now. And they feel like the fan base isn't completely all in on him. So they're more than willing to do anything they can so that people will love Ben Simmons, so the masses will love Ben Simmons mm-hmm. the way that they do. So a guy like Roadshow, who's been a big-time Ben Simmons guy,
he
spends a lot of time defending some of Ben Simmons' weaknesses. He views this as an opportunity for Ben Simmons.
A good thing, to
turn into Magic Johnson. When he doesn't realize Magic Johnson was a point guard his whole life. Won a national championship as a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Won an NBA championship as a point guard, as a rookie. Didn't need Oscar Robertson to show him how to be a point guard.
Listen, go to YouTube if you want to figure out what
exactly.
Magic Johnson did. Give me a break.
Exactly. So, you know, Ben's going to have to figure this thing out another way. And I keep going back to this, John. He works out with LeBron James every summer. He needs to work out with Magic Johnson, too?
Yeah, why not? Who else with the Lakers organization can he work out with?
It's bad enough that we can't do anything about players working out with each other.
Why Kobe? Works out with Kobe next?
No, see, here's the thing Kobe would do. He looked at Ben Simmons. Now, you got to go work with somebody else before you come here. You got to have some type of offensive skill.
He wouldn't be able to handle him not shooting.
No, he can't work with Kobe with that nonsense.
That'd be great,
you know
actually.
I mean? Yeah. You got to have actually an offensive skill set, no, Jack.
But what does Kareem want to tutor Joel in the offseason on the Skyhook, too? Is there anybody else? Big game James?
Yeah.
Could he help anybody out? How about Rambis for some scrub off the bench that can help with minutes and defense. Anybody else for the Lakers? Like, are we really at a point in society and sports where someone thought that was a good idea?
A terrible idea.
Are we serious right now? I mean, there's no possible way you can look at it other than I get what Ben's saying. He's trying to be the best player he can be. So he wants to work out with a guy that he feels like was too...
Find somebody else to do it.
I mean, come on.
Does Magic even make him better?
What I'm saying.
He's already Magic Johnson right now. He needs a guy that can shoot.
I'm telling you, dude, they want him to learn how to play. He's talking about point guard, court vision, that type of stuff. He's not talking about shooting or anything like that. He's talking about
Magic's the last guy you want to get you to teach you to shoot.
Right. So that's how you know he's not going to Magic Johnson for shooting. That's not. He's talking about running a team. He's talking about getting guys involved, things that are natural to a point guard that isn't natural to Ben Simmons necessarily in a half-court setting. I'm not telling you he's a selfish player. He'll pass it.
No, it's like you said, half-court setting is the key term there.
Because there's a reason Brett Brown has decided to take Ben Simmons off the ball.
Yep.
I mean, Brett Brown didn't do that for no reason.
Nope. No, you're right. You're right. Sean in Norristown. Sean, what do you got, brother? How are you?
Yeah, I want to talk about the real reason that he wants to go out there.
Okay.
Kendall Jenner.
That's a better reason than Magic, that's for sure.
Okay, Jay, Kendall Jenner. You see her yesterday, Sean?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you. She's sitting there. You know, Rich Paul is two seats down. This whole little shebang they got going on, man. I'm tired of it.
It's Illuminati. That's what I'm worried about with Ben, Ike. He's in too deep.
I got to give Kendall credit.
What is that?
Dude. How many games has she been to this year?
Yeah, she
15,
has been
I think?
Courtside most of the games.
I mean, dude,
record, Ben? Or Jack?
13-2.
13-2.
She has been coming.
She's from L.A. She's always out there with the Hollywood scene. She wants him out there with her.
Yeah, but she's making the sacrifices of being out here in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's why she wants to stay in L.A.
Especially when she's sitting... almost on the Lakers bench, wasn't she?
No, she sits on the Sixers side.
On the Sixers side, all right. Mm-hmm. On the other side.
Yeah, she sits on, because Rich Paul seats over there. I mean, rich people.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, thanks, guys. I mean, great show.
All right, Sean, appreciate it.
Joshua Harris probably gave up his seat. I didn't see him there.
He's
normally sitting next to Kendall Jenner.
I don't hate Kendall Jenner, should I?
No, I got to be honest with you. I hated the idea of the relationship. We all did. But she has been chilling.
Yeah, she's not in.
She's been chilling. She ain't looking for attention. She sits there, you know, and she's not.
She makes more money than he does, so she's got her own thing going on.
Oh, please, yeah. She ain't with him for money.
Yeah, I mean, she's like, this is cool for her.
Yeah.
NBA star.
I'm assuming she loves him. All I'm saying is she's not riding his coattail
to get famous.
Out here to get famous. That's not what she's doing.
Well, she's a Jenner and not a Kardashian, so you don't have to worry about her.
Well, it's the same Illuminati, though. You do have to look out for it.
I got to admit it. She's been more dedicated than I thought she would. I thought this thing
been
was
a good
just,
fan.
I thought this thing was just for show. They made me serious.
She a Philly guy?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. She has all the attributes that you're looking for, without a doubt. Jay Roxborough. Hi, Jay.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up?
What's up, Jay?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm one of the few people. I don't have a problem with Ben going out there. I mean, you know, I've been watching LeBron and Dwight Howard working out with Hakeem Olajuwon a couple of summers. You know, they always show these tapes every summer where these two guys, where those three guys have been working out previously. You know, so, you know, Hakeem, you know, he's a big-time Houston Rocket guy. So
yeah, but he doesn't work in the front office of the Rockets.
Okay, well, let's say he got a job in the front office tomorrow.
Right.
You know, do you stop working out with him? Would you
yes.
Out? now?
Yes.
I mean, I don't get why. I mean, you know, it's...
Well, because he's an employee of another team.
Okay. All right. So what does that mean? I mean, what
does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean to you? You keep saying he's an employee of another team, but...
Well, he runs the... If he's in the front office and he's dealing with personnel and he's signing players, then I wouldn't want... And nor if I'm, it just doesn't look good. Whether it's innocent or not, there's already the fan base of the NBA, especially smaller market teams, that feel like these players, these stars, are colluding to get with each other. And now when you got a guy like Magic Johnson, who's a former player, who, let's face it, why do you think the Lakers brought Magic Johnson in? Do you think he really knows how to be a GM?
He recruits.
No, he's there for recruiting purposes. That's why he's there.
If that's the conspiracy theory, then that he's going to get Ben to come there. Then if that's going to play out the way it's going to play out. But when I look at, like I said, I've been watching these guys work out with Elijah Wine on that Dream Shape for a couple years now. Mm-hmm. You know, and King doesn't have any position with the Houston Rockets, but he's working out with them, so he could have influence. You know, he could talk to a general manager and say, hey, listen.
Jay, they can't stop everything. So. We got to be realistic, Jay. They can't stop these players from talking to other guys. I just told you, Ben works out with LeBron. LeBron plays for the Lakers.
And it's his agent that's having conversations with LeBron all the time.
What I'm talking about, there is a line that has to be drawn. And when you're talking about somebody who is the president of basketball operations for another team, like, I got to draw a line in the sand somewhere. I can't stop players from communicating with each other. I can't stop players from teaming up. That's one thing. Ben Simmons has been working out with LeBron, which is also why we are speculating. We speculated about Ben Simmons being in L.A. all offseason.
Right.
So, you know, what? Yeah, just let one more thing happen. Yeah, just let him work out with Magic Johnson. It irritated us that Joel Embiid is working out in L.A.'s facility. Like, there's enough nonsense going on already. Yeah.
And honestly, like, you know, it's about optics more than anything else.
Of course it is.
It's always about how it looks. And when the Lakers get, the Lakers always get their guy, right?
And they've already been fined. And here's the other thing, Jay and everyone else. They've already been fined for tampering. So they openly talking about other players, LeBron prior to the trade deadline. Yeah, I want to play with AD. What? Yeah, I want to play with Anthony Davis. I want to play with all the good players.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nope. And Magic's out there with that $1 million smile.
See, here's one thing you got to understand, and we here in Philadelphia, we need to understand. There is no lock that we're going to get guys to come here or keep them here.
Right.
We're sitting here fighting about Bryce Harper not wanting to come here, thinking about taking a smaller deal to go to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless you're getting guys in trades, free agency is tough for the city of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
It just is, especially for the other sports teams. The Eagles don't seem to have much of a problem. But the other
football's
sports
kind of different.
For some reason, it is. But in basketball and baseball, nobody's flocking to run here.
So
we just went through a whole offseason of free agency where Sixers had money to sign max players. We couldn't get anybody. Here.
You know, it's interesting because we always ask the question, like, do players not want to come to Philadelphia? And like you said, with football's just a totally different category for whatever reason, right?
Well, we ain't soft in football. Got a tougher mindset.
Yeah, well, I mean,
baseball and basketball players are soft.
I don't believe that when we say that, we should be looking at ourselves in the mirror and say we're not a good sports city or we're too tough on the players. These players, and it started with LeBron. It's not about winning because these NBA players can get pretty much the same amount of money wherever they go. It's just years and maybe a little bit more money, but then they just can maneuver a trade so they get that kind of money anyway. Isn't this about quality of life with a lot of these players, right? Like, you can say, like, do you want to go? When's the last big free agent that signed in New York with the Knicks?
Right.
And they've had every opportunity. None of them did. Now, that's probably going to change.
Right.
But in New York, you have cold winners.
Probably Stoudemire was the last one, right?
How'd that work out?
Right.
And they got him because they couldn't get any of the other guys, right?
Overpaid him,
but,
yeah.
You know, if I'm a, like you said earlier with California, West Coast is the place to be now.
Yeah.
Right?
That's where all, that's where everybody's flocking
where everybody
to.
Wants to go, even though the taxes are higher, and it's a, and California's a total train wreck, but you get good weather all year round in Los Angeles. San Francisco, the weather's kind of like, eh, but it's still, you're on the West Coast, you're close to everything else, and when you have 162 games, right, and the first however many months are kind of, like, Bryce Harper might be fine with taking less years to stay on the West Coast and play there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like you just said with the Sixers, was this not a good spot to come with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid? Or did the quality of life for LeBron James mean more than trying to win?
No doubt it did.
No doubt it did.
No doubt.
So you know what? You get LeBron doing that. Now you're going to get these younger players doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
To where they're going to say, well, yeah, this probably isn't the best opportunity to win a championship, but, you know, man, you know, I can do a lot of things. I can do this and I can do that.
Yeah, it's all about branding, making your money. I mean, I don't fault them for it, but I'm just saying we have to realize that those top guys aren't flocking to this city.
They're not.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, no, they're not.
You know, why isn't Manny Machado coming here? Why isn't Bryce Harper looking to come here?
Is it us or is it just it's the way it is? People want to go to the West Coast
now. I think people want to go to the West.
Let's go to Justin in Dansville. Hi, Justin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How are you, buddy?
What's up, Justin?
Hey, pretty good. I listen to your show about 2 hours a day driving home from work.
Cool.
Oh, appreciate it, brother.
Thank you.
Hey, I just want to talk about, like, when all this came out, I was seeing Ben Simmons. I was all about him. But when this came out, the first thing that came to my mind is he doesn't want to be here. And my thought going forward is if you can find a suitable trade partner down the road, do you do it? Do you get assets because he doesn't want to be here and he may leave?
Well, I would certainly have to find out first and foremost whether or not he doesn't want to be here. I'm not just trading Ben Simmons. I made this statement already. You trade Ben Simmons, you got to be trading me a top 10 player. You know, you got to be trading a top 10 player for me to trade Ben Simmons. So if you're not doing that, I'm not trading Ben Simmons right now. Now, to your point, Justin, if I'm looking 3 years down the road, a couple years down the road, and Ben Simmons' game still looks like it looks right now, I can reevaluate that position. Well, right now it's too early to move a Ben Simmons. It's too early to have a definitive sort of outlook on what his game is. But if I'm in 3 years still talking about Ben Simmons needs to develop a jump shot or he needs to take a jump shot, then I'm more or less saying, no, dude, you're Rondo.
Yep.
You're a 6'9 Rondo.
Yep.
And while Rondo can hit a jump shot right now, in year what? I don't even know what year he's in right
plus.
Now. Yeah, 10 plus. Okay. Rondo didn't even get to play yesterday very much.
No, he's not even a starter anymore.
Yeah, so, you know, it's going to take a while before you give up on Ben Simmons unless Clutch Sports does what they're doing with Anthony Davis.
And they force it.
Which is a year and a half left on his deal trying to force your way out.
They
get to the Lakers and get the max deal from them.
That's why Anthony Davis
is trying to do. They're trying to get to L.A., so that L.A. can have his bird rights and give him a 5-year max
rather than only get 4 years from the Lakers. No, you're right.
As a free agent.
No, it's you can look at it and say, oh, well, they're giving the Pelicans a heads up so they can try to make a deal. They don't care about the Pelicans.
No.
They want to be traded to the team they want to go to so they can get the most money.
Yep.
It's as easy as pie. So the GM of the Lakers, apparently, and this is what Elton Brand said today, Rob Pelinka said Elton Brand said Rob Pelinka called him and said that Ben wanted to talk to the Hall of Famers after the season, and Magic was on the list.
Right.
So not just Magic alone. He wanted to talk to the Hall of Famers. He asked for authorization. I said no, and this was a month ago. He said no on it. So you're right. He did what he wanted to talk to everybody, but specifically he mentioned
Hall of Famers?
I mean, is he talking about
Did he send a letter to Danny Ainge too? What Hall of Famers are you talking about?
Well, I mean, Kareem, maybe?
What?
James?
Kareem? Oh, you mean the Laker Hall of Famers?
Wait, we said Hall of Famers.
Oh. Ask to talk to Lamar Odom. He's playing in the Big Three this summer.
Oh, my God.
Lamar Odom's back. That's who Ben game is really like.
So, Jack. Lamar Odom. Jack, so you're saying that Elton's – are you saying that Elton sounds a little scared for saying no?
Yeah.
No, Elton sounds smart, like he went to Duke.
Well, but he's scared inherently. By saying no, he's scared of losing Ben Simmons to L.A., so that must mean there's something to it.
I agree. I can go with that. I can buy that. Yeah.
It's understandable, though, right?
Of course it is.
Someone calls to talk to your... Yeah, well, he wants to work out with the Hall of Famers.
And the thing I love about Elton Brand is Elton Brand is a former player. Elton sniffed through this right away. And you ain't slick, Magic. That's a no, buddy. No. I bet Elton got that call from Rob Pelinka, right? All right, Rob. Well, let me call you back, right? I'm going to run this by Brett real quick and the rest of the management.
Yeah, I don't know if it went to that.
So after he hangs up, right? No, because this is Elton Brand. Elton Brand hung the phone up. First he said to himself, "This thing, I'm stupid or something. Well, wait till I call Brett and tell him this." He hits Brett up. "Brett, guess what? I just got a call from Rob Pelinka. Yeah, supposedly Ben got in touch with them through his people.
Yeah.
He wants to know if he can work out with Magic this offseason. Teach him how to play point guard. What do you think about that?"
Put my track up.
That's when I needed the Kawhi laugh.
I went to it too.
Exactly. That's Brett and Elton right there. Are you kidding?
They got Seltzer involved?
So here's the thing, right?
Are you kidding me?
This feels like it was planned by the Illuminati. Because now, like, I'm just Googling. What did I Google here? Ben Simmons, the third headline that comes up, the 76ers won't let Ben Simmons talk to Magic Johnson.
Right.
Now the Sixers are somehow going to look like the villain here that doesn't want to improve their player because, like Jack's already saying that they're afraid.
I got to tell you.
They are afraid.
You know me. I like to get the pulse of the nation by looking at the morning shows.
Right.
The main guys are off this week, so they got a bunch of basketball guys in there. Mm-hmm. You know, Chris Broussard, some other guys, Jalen Rose. I'm talking both networks now, right. ESPN and Fox. I would say pretty much all of them said there's no way in hell I would let Ben Simmons work out with Magic Johnson.
Of course not. Yeah, you can look at it any way you want to, right? Any way you want to.
Only Max Kellerman said he would be okay with it.
Look at it this way, Jack, right? If you had, like, you're a married man, but if you're dating this young, hot girlfriend, and then Bradley Cooper, she says, I want to go hang out with Bradley Cooper. He's going to teach me about acting. Oh, yeah, sure, go for it. Yeah, go on the set for a month and work out with him all summer. He'll be a better actor. You know what's going to happen at the end of that.
Listen, when my kids were young, we couldn't even hire a nanny that wasn't younger than 50. You know, it's like hiring somebody to come in your house. Right?
Yeah, my wife wanted
some 21-year-old, 22-year-old to babysit the kids.
My wife wanted to hire Olga.
Yeah, exactly. We did hire
speak
Olga.
English.
We did, you know. Yeah, that's not happening.
We didn't hire Olga, by the way.
I'm just saying.
She was a lovely, lovely nanny.
I'm just saying. My point is that, you know, it's like your wife hiring a younger version to come in and take care of the kids while you're at work.
Here's what I want to talk to right now. Somebody that thinks that the Sixers are being thin-skinned, and they should say,
and they should allow this.
Listen, we're confident in us as an organization. Hey, Ben, if you're going to leave, you're going to leave anyway. So go do whatever you want to do. If you think it's going to help your game to do it, it's just a weird request. But 888-729-9494, I think the easy reaction is to say, like, yeah, hell no, Magic Johnson working out with Ben going out there to work out with the Hall of Famers. But maybe there is a case for the other side.
But if you're confident in yourself, you shouldn't be worried about it.
Yeah, hell no.
It has nothing to do with yourself. It has everything to do with what the player may wind up wanting.
If they win big here, it doesn't matter who he works out with. He'll stay here.
Why?
Because winning ultimately all matters. Is he going to the Lakers and play with no one?
Not with these
with
clowns.
No one. Anthony Davis will be there.
Maybe. No. Or it could be in Boston.
No, that's true. No, you're right. If down the road, nobody's there. You're assuming no one's going to be there. Yeah, he's not going to leave here to go play for a bad team. Yeah, you're right. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Lakers are hell-bent on getting Anthony Davis in 2020, I mean, Anthony Davis is only 25 years old right now.
Yeah, but here's the thing. With some people,
mm-hmm.
What's their colors? Purple and
gold.
Purple and gold, whatever it is. That Lakers uniform, they're looking at a lot more than they're looking at the roster.
Well,
the Lakers are the Lakers.
How quickly we forget. There was rumors he didn't want to be drafted here.
Nope.
But he wanted to be the number one pick.
Yep.
He wanted to go to L.A. If you look at the documentary.
No, of course.
If you look at the documentary, he wants to go to L.A. Look at this Ben Simmons documentary.
I think I was in that, actually.
Yeah. I mean,
my voice was
so in. I'm not telling you, yeah, he can't be won over here.
It doesn't mean that he's going to leave. Like, it's just an odd request.
Exactly. I don't want Magic planting the seed in his head.
If it would have been, if it would have been Dirk and somebody with the Mavericks,
go work with Mo Cheeks about being a point guard. Oh, here's the funny thing. We're, I love this. We're both 6'9". Like, what does that mean? We're both 6'9". What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
What are they going to teach you to do at 6'9"?
Shoot that shot put shot that he had?
Give me something,
vision's,
Jack.
Vision's taught, you know? Like, I don't understand what Magic Johnson
No, actually, vision isn't taught.
Natural.
Well, it's
natural.
Right,
that's a natural thing for a point guard.
I think he has great vision, but you said it earlier. In the playoffs, it's different when it's a half-court game, and that's not natural to him. When he's grabbing a rebound and he's doing the bend dribble where he's skipping up the court, that's where he's at his best.
Yes,
that's where he's most confident. When it slows down, and he almost doesn't know what to do.
And he can't shoot.
Well, that's changing, man, because he's working on that three. It was a nice-looking shot yesterday, Ikey. Let's go to Mark in Camden. Hi, Mark.
What's going on, guys? Great show today.
How are you?
What up, Mark?
Ain't not much. Quick point. The other day when they did the All-Star draft and LeBron was upset when Ben got picked to the other side, I knew right then and there he was going to L.A. He's going to L.A. Got to let him go. But I do have to say that I'm proud of him taking the shot yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That right there, if
you
gotta
first step
take them to make them.
Yeah, no, you're
it's
right.
The first step.
Yep.
You gotta take it to make them. And it looked like it was going in. It was halfway there. All the videos this summer show them shooting shots up, making them. Like you gotta take the shot. But honestly, in my heart, I don't think he wanna be here. He wanna be in L.A. The sun, the palm trees, whatever. His girl, like to call her head, said. And I think, like the guy said, just come out and trade for him.
Mm.
Our staple point is Embiid. He's a Philly guy. He's
yeah.
out of here.
Yep. And he got
just work around him.
It felt so good, Mark, yesterday hearing him after that game say, listen, I've been here a long time. This is my city. That felt good. I mean, listen, I'm not knocking Ben, but I haven't heard Ben come out and make that type of proclamation about
at
Philadelphia.
All.
Yeah.
At all. So I just say, hey, keep Tobias because he was balling.
Oh, yeah.
He's been balling. And honestly, a lot of people don't like Jimmy, but Jimmy will blue-collar worker. I like Jimmy. I mean, his attitude is his attitude, kind of T.O.-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And he honest. A lot of people can't take honesty.
If I was comfortable that Jimmy Butler would, A, take less money, and then, B, be okay with a lesser role, being a role player, I'm okay moving forward with him, but I don't think – A, he's looking to take less money.
The second part's more important for me because team chemistry is so important.
Right.
Right. And by the way, you can take $20-some million and go out and find a player that may not be as all-star-ish as Jimmy Butler once was,
but
fits in better.
Yep. Right?
Yeah, you don't have to re-sign Jimmy Butler.
No. I mean, listen, you got to re-sign Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's 26. You want to re-sign him. It's 5 years. You want him to play with Ben and Joel
you know what I
for
see
the next 5 years.
When I see him, normally when you sign a guy in free agency, maybe it's not like this as much in basketball, but a lot of times in the NFL because of the age, you're getting a free agent. I guess the NBA too. You're getting a free agent where you're paying them for past performance. They're not in their prime. Tobias Harris is in his prime, and it seems like he's still going up. He hasn't even peaked yet to where he's going.
Yeah, you know what? I like Tobias Harris. I do. I'm not going to sit here and make Tobias Harris out to be an all-star. That's something he has to prove.
Yeah.
He hasn't proven to be an all-star caliber player yet. But the good thing about that is that I already have my top five player. Like,
you got another top
exactly.
15.
Exactly. If I got another top 15, 20 player on my team.
You need a good fit that's productive.
He can hit open shots. He can create his own shot. I'm perfectly fine
yesterday
with Tobias Harris. Being here, I'm not ready to say Tobias Harris is Kawhi Leonard, right. is Kevin Durant. He's not
he's never
that,
gonna be
he's
that
not
guy.
That player. No. He's not that type of a player. He's not Joel Embiid. Like, Joel Embiid has best player in the game potential.
Marks and Riesel, 94 WIP, HC1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. All right, let's go to Mike in King of Prussia. We have Bryce Harper. The story that came out over the weekend was that the Giants are now pushing for him. They may be offering a shorter-term deal, but the money per year is great. It's going to be this week, reportedly. He's going to make his decision sometime this week. And people that are putting that out there are people normally with pretty good information. This isn't Jack that's saying that it's going to happen today or something like that. So, but we might have a Harper source here who has some information, but I want to take one more call on this. Let's go to Mike in King of Prussia. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
How are you?
What up, Mike?
Good. I've had enough with this Ben Simmons. Just trade this guy already. I'm tired of him. He doesn't want to be here. He wants to be with his girlfriend in La La Land. Just get him out of here. Like, this guy does not want to be in Philly, and he's doing everything in his power to, like, make some L.A. connection. And, like, I don't want my heart to get broken, like, when he's just like, I've had enough of this, and I'm just going to L.A. Get rid of him now. And to be fair, I don't think he's this as great as he was made out to be when he was the number one overall pick. We were supposed to have some amazing future point guard that revolutionizes the game. This guy can't even hit a three-pointer. Like, get out of here. You're not that great. And, like, enjoy L.A., enjoy Kendall breaking your heart when she dumps you for some other dude. Like, have fun out there, loser.
Wow.
Like, take your Australian ass out to L.A. and just go. Like, I've had enough of this bum at this point.
Mike's one of my favorite callers here.
Wow.
Mike was like, Mike called in. Last time you called, Mike, it was about Tom Brady, and he was furious with me for rooting for Tom Brady. And he just kind of tore him apart. No, but you just tore Ben apart like you did Tom Brady. You bring fire, Mikey.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard anybody talk about Ben Simmons in that way, Mike. That was
because, like, no, but let's, like, look at this realistically. Like, there have been other players drafted since Ben Simmons that are doing way better in the league. Yeah, Ben's flashy and he can pass and do some stuff, and get to the lane when, you know, they're not clogging it up. But, like, other than that, guy can't shoot. And he's got his sights set on the West Coast. Like, he just wants to be there with his girl. He wants to be, like, keeping up with the Kardashians.
I mean, listen.
He wants to be, like, some L.A. superstar. Like,
maybe.
Oh, you know he does. He's following his idol.
Maybe.
He's following his idol, LeBron. That's who's poisoning his brain.
Let me ask you this.
Is LeBron.
Let me ask you this, because I'll at least add this to the conversation. My buddy Jimbo texts me and says, dude, let him go. That's old school pre-Super Bowl Philly attitude. Winning cures all. Let him go to L.A. if he wants to work with Magic or whoever else. Was this an innocent request?
May have been. It doesn't mean I need to allow it to happen.
No, I agree with you there. Yeah. And the Sixers should never allow it.
Yeah.
But if it's an innocent request, although I don't know how he would think that it's a good idea to ask the president of the Lakers to go work on your game with him. Maybe that's just him being naive and having been treated like a star his entire life. Maybe he just doesn't realize that's not something you should do. I don't know. I mean, it feels. I mean, I think it's negative. He doesn't need to form a bond or a relationship with Magic Johnson, does he?
I keep going back to this.
But
he works out with LeBron James every summer. Magic Johnson played 90 years ago when it was a different game. The guy you're going to get compared to now is LeBron James. I've always said you're not Magic Johnson. Just because you're 6'9", it doesn't make you Magic Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
You're not Magic Johnson. Magic was a natural point guard. It was natural to him. The natural point guard. This isn't natural. That's why Ben wants to learn how to play point guard. That's why he wants to learn, because it's not natural to him.
I mean, it's some of it's natural, though.
I'm not saying none of it. No, he is a power forward that can handle the ball, has nice court vision. It's self-explanatory to me. If he was such a natural at it, Brett Brown wouldn't take the ball out of his hands.
Well, I think,
like, TJ is better at running the point.
When you go to half court.
Yeah. Like
a lot of times, yeah. No, you're right.
I mean, everything is an open court. And in a game where it's about shooting, That's what today's game is.
No doubt about it.
That's what today's game is.
And TJ, even if it's for he's in there with Ben for 8-9 minutes, mm-hmm. he can hit that mid-range jumper. He can hit the three-pointer, and that's not something Ben even tries to do.
Well, here's the thing. Ben averages 8 assists, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
What is Magic going to do? Help him average 10?
He does get triple-doubles pretty much.
Yeah, I'm like that's what I'm trying to figure out. No. Like, dude.
Well, he's a better rebounder than Magic was.
Well, nobody rebounds in this league today.
Well, Ben likes him because of the triple-double, right? Russell Westbrook likes him. Yeah. Otherwise, they just let the other players have it.
You know what? When you can't shoot like Russell Westbrook and Ben Simmons, you better stuff the stat sheet with other things.
You're right. Chris on the cell. Chris, you have inside information here on Bryce Harper.
Yes, but can you hear me okay? I'm in speaker.
I got you. How are you?
Great. My name is Chris Huey. I actually am with Brotherly Love Memorabilia, and I also used to run sports trips, still do. Twitter handle is...
Hey, man, hey. Just What's give that? Us this inside info, man. Are you calling up here with your promo, man?
You guys. All right, but anyway, no problem. I don't want to be cut off like Eskin. All right, but anyway, I got some info for you guys. I run trips and have always ran trips down to the Phillies many times a year because I actually organize sports trips as part of my side business. And I actually received a call today from the Phillies, probably early this afternoon, insistent that I paid off all my group tickets for the year. They generally give you 45 days prior to the game or 30 days prior to the game to actually pay them off. They said, Chris, if you don't pay all your groups off by the end of the day today, business day, they will be dropping the seats off the account. And the funny thing is I have suites held for the retirement nights, like the Rollins night, the Utley night, the Howard night, as well as opening day seats. So it's kind of funny how, you know, they told me on Friday when I was last talking, I have 45 days out to pay them off. And then they called me a few hours ago and tell me, hey, by the way, you got to pay these off right now. Now, could they be getting ready to up prices because Harper's coming? I mean, it does.
Or they just want you. Or they just want you to pay.
Quite frankly, they want you to pay before you change your mind because he's not coming.
That's a good point.
I mean, that's the way I would read that. Believe me, they aren't going to tell you. They're not going to tell you to pay off the ticket price now before Harper comes. That they're going to up the price because they know the ticket will be in more of a demand if Harper is coming. Sounds like to me they want you to pay off the tickets before Harper signs with the Giants and everybody decides not to get season tickets this year. That's what it sounds like to me.
Can you get the live reaction to Ike going nuts? I was literally paralyzed. Like, what is this guy doing right now? I was like,
I'm like, dude.
You have an 800 number you want to give to?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying an infomercial, bro. Come on, man.
Honestly, when he first started, I thought that he was just kind of like, you know, he's a little strange.
Right.
But then when it became clear what he was doing,
right,
that's where you came flying.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
What are you doing? You're running an infomercial here about all your businesses and your promos? Come on, man.
And he just happens to mention, oh, by the way, I have sweets for these. I wonder why he was on hold since 2 o'clock.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, he called back. He hung up and called back once or twice.
Oh.
Yeah. Go to
good job, Jack.
Because we had, if you remember, the first time that we were talking about it happening, and it looked like it was imminent because of people like Jack and Elliot and Roadshow. We had people calling saying that salespeople were out. Remember, they're like, salespeople were out telling us, like, yeah, we got them. But I think that was more or less like talk, kind of like BSing back and forth, like, you know, they're asking, like, you think you're going to get him? And the sales guy's going, I think we got him.
Yeah.
They have no inside information. Phillies aren't letting salespeople that are out on the road with inside information.
Wow, Twitter handle is...
Hey, man, hey. Just What's give that? Us this inside info, man. Are you calling up here with your promo, man?
Wow, Twitter handle is...
Hey, man, hey.
You didn't get
just
it.
Just give us this inside info, man. Are you calling up here with your promo, man?
ban that guy. He's banned.
We don't have to ban him. I'm just saying. God.
Dude, that was a strictly a cash grab. He had no interest in contributing anything to the show.
Exactly.
I thought he was going to call in and be silly and say he had information and everything else. That was a cash grab. Block him. He should be blocked.
Okay.
888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. You know, Goddess still has their big winter sale going on for one more month. Receive 40% off all windows and doors in February. Call 877-GO-GODDA or visit goguida.com. Are we looking at this thing the wrong way with Ben Simmons wanting to work out with the Lakers? Should we just let him go? If we're secure enough in ourselves, why not? Well, I still say hell no, but some people out there are saying let him go. 888-729-9494, Marks and Reese.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.